amidst a snowstorm of love has been this really wonderful journey in watching chemistry between two actors who just absolutely get it. It has been a wonderful journey in casual intimacy and just seeing the most green flag of green flags. That is Yi Yang, who is just the finest male lead I have seen in a very long time. And yes, that is very much attributed to Leo Wu and his fine ass. But just in general, I am having a hard time letting go of this show. I am up to episode 28. And before I finish the final episodes, I just want to simmer and marinate in some of my favorite scenes. Hi, I'm Monique. I am the host of Off by Purple Heart podcast, where I talk to you about K-dramas, C-dramas, BTS, and whatever else I want to talk about. And it seems like more often than not, I want to talk about Amidst a Snowstorm of Love. I absolutely adore this show. I have been cataloging pretty much my thoughts and feelings for the entire ride, and essentially what I've come to is I am very thirsty for the character Yi Yang, and I'm very thirsty for Leo Wu. But I absolutely adore this show. It has reinvigorated my love for romance in general, and in the last 28 episodes there has been some recent new scenes that I love. Obviously there's going to be spoilers ahead, but you can also watch. I mean, the show is a very slow-paced, gradual unraveling of two introverts falling in love in the whole world of Billards. And it's also about building community, and it's all about love and finding found family and redemption. I think one of the earlier scenes that I really did enjoy was the whole passage of Mr. He, who is the coach of Leo Wu's main character, Yi Yang, and essentially he was a father figure. And this character, when he was much younger, got into some problems. He was a young prodigy, he was very good at what he did, but fell into a major scandal at the age of 11, and then by 16 he retired from the world of snooker. And has basically been kind of rebuilding his life ever since, and then ends up falling in love with this beautiful shy girl who's also a rising star in the world of Billards. But Mr. He, in particular, was such a really kind spirit, and I really enjoyed how the actor portrayed him. And unfortunately, the show kind of foreshadowed that the character wouldn't be around for much longer. And when I saw in the episodes prior to, like, episodes 22 and 23 and up, that they actually had these characters reconcile, I figured that this is where the eventual storyline was going to go, that this character would pass away, because they're focusing a lot on them coming back together and for Yi Yang, the character, to realize that this coach, this father figure who was instrumental in shaping his career and had a lot of love and respect for him, never really had a holding grudge towards him and genuinely was loving towards him and was cheering for him on the side. And the whole entire sequence of him doing the deep bow to him at his major comeback championship game, I figured there was going to be the drawback of this character passing away, because they made a point of mentioning his health multiple times. So the entire sequence of the memorial service again really showcased how strong of an actor Leo Wu is. Like, I joke around and I talk a good game about his looks and being thirsty. And yeah, I can be thirsty. It's healthy, okay? The man's attractive, okay? But I can also appreciate great acting talent. And I've really come to enjoy his performances in a lot of shows. He has a quiet intensity. And when he needs to put on the waterworks, he'll put on the waterworks. And he was just sensational in those episodes. And it really brought to home the community that he has built over the years. And just seeing the grief, even the background actors look so incredibly torn, and you just felt such a sadness for the character and for the reverence that he was able to show, and seeing him do the deep bow in front of his picture when they came together for memorial service. The whole sequence from the meeting in the family home to the actual memorial service, all of it just was an emotional hit for me, but that was one of the scenes and the storylines that really got to me in these later episodes of building up towards the finale. Now let me get into the good stuff. Okay, let's get into some of the lovely scenes that I really, really enjoyed. So in, I think episode 27, there is a pregnancy scare. So I love the confirmation that our two lovers have been doing it and have been doing it well. This show is really subtle. Like when they do give us like a scene of them coming together intimately, they can do it. But there's also this like quiet shyness, especially coming from the character Goa. I always pronounce her name Goa. I know it's like Go, like G-U-O. But I listen to like how they pronounce it within the show and I'm trying to replicate that. But anyway, you know, Goa in general is very shy, but there is one particular scene that I was thinking that was like super steamy. And that kind of clinched when they had made love. But then we find out in episode 26 that she missed her period. So I was like, oh my God, are they actually going to do like a pregnancy story? Are they going to do like a shotgun wedding? But it's just the way that Yi Yang handled it, and he immediately was grounding and said, you know what, I've got you, we're gonna get through this, let me go and get you the pregnancy test. And I just love how that scene played out. I just love that this character, even when they have had brief conflicts, he has just been such a green flag. Yeah, he can show jealousy. Yeah, they've had a fight that was kind of pettyish, but the underlying reasons made a lot of sense narratively. But I just loved that scene of them coming together. I just really enjoyed it a lot. And I just, it was everything. There's also in episode 27, a scene that I really enjoyed was Yi Yang gifting Goa their apartment in Helsinki. I think in the beginning episodes in Finland, they were in this a little apartment that you would see featured a lot, and it was very cute, it was very kitschy. And then when she had to leave to go back to China to go back for training, she wanted to take a picture of the laundromat, and there was like a lot of lingering shots, and I just figured it's like a keystone in like their entire relationship, so I figured they would find a way to bring us back to that. But to find out that he actually went out and bought a home, a property for this young woman, and for that to basically be like a euphemism for let's get really serious. I mean, the two characters joke about marriage, but I love that he has been so 10 toes down in his love for her. And I'm also reminded of a scene I think coming up in like episode 23-24. It was like she was in the midst of competition, and for some reason like the announcers of the game were being like super unprofessional, and they were getting into like gossip, and they pinpointed the fact that there's been a lot of talks about Yi Yang and Goa potentially having like a little secret love affair. And then they actually put the spotlight on her when she's in the audience and basically grills her on national television. And he then basically lays down the gauntlet and saying, you know, I've been infatuated with her from the very first time I saw her. And then we're brought back to like the first episode where he looks at her through the window and she's like drawing an unsmiley face. And he just basically declares his love for her, even though he's still kind of protecting her, because we haven't gotten to the actual scenes of them meeting with the family, which I will talk about in a sec. He has been just so serious about her, and he's been giving husband vibes since the very beginning of the show. And I just kind of love them talking about moving in together, building these homes together, and him actually deciding from the time she had left their little apartment that he was going to purchase that. I was like, oh my God, he's such a great flag. God, he's so hot. He's so hot. Another one of my scenes that I really loved and enjoyed was, I think it's in episode 28, actually. We get to see some jealousy. We get to see that she has like some fanboys that are rooting for her. And the way he's like all pissed off and stuff in the airport, and then he's getting gently teased by it. And it comes back to a final scene where he's taking a bath in a bathtub, and she kind of sneaks into his hotel room and she creeps up on him. And he's still thinking that it's his friend that's in the room with him, and he's like blowing off steam. He's all pissed off and pouty because she has all these male fans and whatever. Like that scene, I loved so much. And in that same episode, there's one other scene that like took my breath away, and it's when they're practicing pool, and he in this really deep timber, he just kind of does that like head tilt and then looks up and he's like, "Miss, look at me." And she kind of is like, his voice is so deep. I want to do an entire podcast episode dedicated to how deep Leo Wu's voice is and just how hot his voice is when he just gets into that timber. Oh God. It's just so, so good. So good. So yeah, I have been really simmering in these final episodes, and I have left off episode 29 and 30 because I am simply just not ready for it to end. I have enjoyed my journey with this show a lot, and I don't know if I'm gonna find another like it. It still hasn't topped Hidden Love for me. I have really loved Hidden Love, and I've talked about Hidden Love on my podcast before, but I think Amidst a Snowstorm of Love is just like a notch underneath it. But it's the power of Leo Wu. It's the power of these two and their chemistry. It's just an artful craft of seduction and just how much feeling like you're actually intruding on private moments can go for like a romantic show. And I've said this in prior episodes about this show that it may not be for everyone. As popular as it is, I have seen the criticisms about how slow moving it is and it's too slow burn, and that there's really not a lot of dramatic tension in it, and a lot of people just don't get it. But I think if you truly love and appreciate the art of chemistry, and just how when two actors can get it right, that you can feel heat coming off of the screen, that you yourself feel like you're the one being seduced and courted, and that you're the one dating, like the immersive experience that you can feel when two actors have chemistry and really got it, it is spellbinding and it's magical. And I'm just not truly ready to let go of this show, but I'm probably gonna have to let go soon. I'm gonna have to finish it, as much as I don't want to finish it because then it's over. But then I can always rewatch the entire journey again, right? So that's it for this podcast episode. Thank you for joining me. If you're watching via YouTube, I love you, I appreciate you. Yes! Talk to me in the comment section if you are still head over heels in love with this show, or if you're just getting started and you somehow stumble across this podcast. I'm very curious on your thoughts. If you're listening via Spotify or Apple Podcasts, I really appreciate you as well. If there's anything you want to put in like in the show notes after the fact, but just you listening to the audio experience of this, I appreciate you so much. Don't mind my squealing about Leo Wu, sorry. And yeah, I'm going to keep the podcast episodes coming. I got to check out some new C-dramas because I'm going to have to let the show go. So stay tuned. There might be some coming down the pipeline. But until then, till the next episode, I hope you have a great day, a great evening, wherever you are. Love you, okay? Till next one. Bye.